Hey, Denise Owens is up early today. Something big must be transpiring. You should be in bed, sleeping.
I am tired.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So,
you know,
I don't have a drum roll or anything.
Oh, hey. Well, I can tell you. I can. The drum roll's in my head because I am super excited about this announcement. You know, we're kind of blessed this year. Had a great experience in Nashville getting things lined up for next year's fair. And I am extremely pleased with what came out. We're going to kick off fair with this August 7th. 2022 with one of the biggest comedy shows in the state of Michigan, and that is Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy together. Wow. On stage. You know, probably more awards to these two guys than anybody else in the industry, for sure. But this is going to be it's not a normal tour. We were able to get these guys together in one night, and just a huge coup for us. And I think this is an opportunity for people that haven't finished their Christmas shopping, want to really impress somebody by getting them tickets to the Jackson County Fair for 2022. Tickets go on sale this Friday on the 17th. Yes, 17th of December. So 8 a.m. in the American One Event Center is our office if they want to come in person, because, you know, I always take care of Jackson. And otherwise, you can call our office at 517-788-4405 or go online to etix.com. And, you know, Greg, like I was just telling Scott, we've had so much scamming in the ticket industry that it is so frustrating. Yeah. Because I have had people that have purchased tickets for shows in the past.
It's really dangerous.
It is.
Now.
And I can tell you, one of your best protections is to make sure you know what those ticket prices are. And these tickets, they range anywhere from $50 to $83. And what happens with the scammers is they're tacking on $80 to $100 per ticket. So if you at least know what the ticket prices are, you're going to know you're on the wrong site. So don't just Google Jackson County Fair. Go to jacksoncountyfair.net, go to our website, or go to etix.com and buy those tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, they must have toured together before, right?
They have. They've done other tours in the past.
Because I've seen them on TV together.
Yeah, yep. And they still, both of them have TV specials and such that go on. But yes, they have in the past. They have not toured together. I don't know how many years it's been. It hasn't been all that many. But the fact is, this is not one of their normal tours. These guys are coming together to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very pleased with all the folks that got on board when we were in Nashville. And our promoter, Hunter Brooks, is really done a phenomenal job. He's worked with both of these guys separately, and he knew that this was going to be something that was really going to fit with Jackson, and I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah, there won't be a bigger comedy show around here.
There won't be. So I really encourage you, if you want to get tickets, to think about that next Friday and give us a call at the office. We've got, you know, plenty of lines that'll ring in if you want to purchase them over the phone with a credit card. Otherwise, we love to see people in person, and so definitely come on down. We're going to have the doors to the event center open at 7:30, and then we go on sale at 8 a.m. So, but you know, the difference is they won't have to stand out in the cold, because we have a beautiful foyer and they can hang out in there and wait for the box office to open.
That helps the cause. Of course, Beer Fest tickets for sale.
Yes. So look at these choices for Christmas that I've got. Yep, Beer Fest is on sale, and those tickets are $30 in advance for the normal entry, which is noon, and it runs from noon to 5. Or you can do the VIP, which I believe are, you know what, I should have double-checked because it's early, but $60, and those come with the extra tokens plus a commemorative clothing item that will come with those tickets. And that you can come in at 11 a.m. But yes, and it's going to be March 12th. We're back to March. You know, since we rescheduled it several times last year, was the only time that we did it in May. So it's March 12th, always the second Saturday of the month. And the difference is it's going to be, all the tasting is going to be inside, which is what it was supposed to be originally when the event center opened. I was going to be one of the first events. Mm-hmm. So it's all the tastings inside, and then we'll have all the food trucks out on the patio. We'll have the fire pits, the ice carving, and whatever other fun little things that we're going to throw out there. So it's still an indoor-outdoor event, but all the tasting will be inside. And that, you know who that makes happy is my volunteers.
Yeah. How's the rest of the work going on the fair?
you know what? We're plugging away. I'm not far from making a second announcement. Mm-hmm. I kind of gotta, you know, lay them out there a little bit so I don't overwhelm everybody. If they go to JacksonCountyFair.net, they've got all these choices for tickets. So we are plugging along. We feel that our lineup this year is absolutely phenomenal. We've got some really cool free acts that are coming, which are different, and we'll be putting some of that stuff, bleeding it out there on our Facebook page and that kind of thing to give everybody a taste. So it's going to 2022 is going to be a banner year again for us.
You really had your new layout for the first time last year.
Yep. And you know, I said when
any tweaks or
there will be a few tweaks, but nothing that will impair anyone's, you know, it's really the tweaks will be on the infrastructure side. Mm-hmm. Just maybe we're looking at doing a little bit different layout for our stock trucks so that when you're driving down Ganson Street, you can see that food court. So it's, you're going to want to immediately, you know, hang a right or a left down Blackstone Street so that you can get around to the parking over on North Street and come on in. But just nothing that's really major, but I said when we did this that it would take 5 years to really confirm the new layout. So there will be a little bit of tweaking, you know, every year just to make sure that we can accommodate everybody. And that also includes our vendors. So,
sure.
Yeah, keeps it fresh.
So this Friday, 7:30 doors open.
Yes, 7:30 doors open. Tickets go on sale at 8 a.m.
Foxworthy and Larry.
Larry and Foxworthy, that's right.
Thanks, Denise.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.